You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Online Heroines is a web series featuring interviews with New Zealand women filmmakers who use online platforms. So, YouTubers, web series creators, and short filmmakers. There's 10 episodes discussing their process, experiences with discrimination, and why they do what they do.
So what were some of those kind of experiences with discrimination or the challenges that they faced when they were making their films?
The film and TV industries are not doing enough to welcome women or make it a safe space to work. Online platforms have no gatekeepers and no content control. Women can be directors telling their stories without being told no, so there's little incentive to choose an industry which has locked them out for years and still refuses to make the necessary changes to make it a safe place for them to work.
Right, so why do you think that there is that shift towards online media platforms as opposed to kind of traditional methods of going through the process to get a show on television, especially for women?
The short answer is less gatekeeping. If you take the Candle Wasters, for example, would they ever have been allowed to make Nothing Much to Do, their first web series with New Zealand on air, or TVNZ as a bunch of high schoolers who are just really into Shakespeare? Because I doubt it. But they proved themselves with more than 1 million views on their first web series. So now New Zealand on Air wants in, but not before that. So it brings to light how many other amazing women like the Candle Wasters were also denied opportunities before the internet. But online platforms also allow filmmakers to practice and practice and practice no matter what your identity. So it allows you to find your audience. And television especially, the audience they measure with ratings is so narrow and biased. It doesn't allow for the nuances of our society. It doesn't allow for diverse audiences to exist and therefore for content which applies to them or relates to them to exist.
Yeah, absolutely. And what do you think of like New Zealand on Air and TVNZ picking up those web series once they've already kind of been established as having an audience online?
I think they're really abusing the system because they're not doing anything to help these women from the grassroots level. Only when they reach a certain level of success are they willing to give them more funding. So all the women coming through film schools who are being disheartened and really struggling, even just through an academic context, let alone an actual industry context, there's no help for them, so it's only really the battlers and the people who really care about this with every fibre of their being who are able to come through.
Yeah, definitely. What do you think could help those women coming through film schools right at the start, say when they graduate, or even before that when they want to make something?
I think support is really the biggest thing that they could be doing right now, whether it's financial support, so like literally giving them money so that they can make things and create and be curating their own spaces which are safe for them to work, in outside of the industry, which can be really unsafe. But also even just providing opportunities, because I found that by the time that I got to graduate study, I was the only domestic female student in my class, and it was very hard to network, it was very hard to find opportunities, they simply weren't there in an academic context. So I would definitely say support, but not just one kind of support, it needs to be multifaceted support.
And lastly, who is the target audience for your research?
Definitely young women who want to be filmmakers and have no idea how to break into the industry or how to start or where to start, as well as policymakers who so often don't actually ask women about their experiences. So it provides that like direct firsthand knowledge as to what it's like being a woman filmmaker, which otherwise they might not actually have any idea about.
Yeah, definitely. And can you tell me a little bit about some of the women that you talked to of your research?
I tried to include a diverse range of makers in my research, so not just short filmmakers who go on Short of the Week, but also YouTubers and people who make web series, because there's so many women doing different things. So you've got people like the Candle Wasters who are ridiculously successful web series creators, but also you've got traditional YouTubers who are curating a channel and directing, producing and writing all on their own as a single unit, like Charlie Prangley or Brittany Hazeldine, as well as more traditional filmmakers like Hazel Gibson, Morgan Lee Stewart, Alex Whitaker, Anna Duckworth, who are using online platforms to supplement their more traditional processes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.